This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is just gone past 7:05 in the morning. It's a Thursday, the 21st of January. And of course, you're listening to The Morning Run and you're here with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. Now, in about 15 minutes, we'll be talking about the rise of domestic violence, unfortunately, during the MCO and what can be done about it. But before that, markets.
Yeah, so a great day in the US. Dow Jones is up 0.8%. S&P 500 positive 1.4%. NASDAQ up 2%. While in Asia, Nikkei was down 0.4%, Hang Seng up 1.1%, Shanghai up 0.5%, Singapore up 0.1%, and in Malaysia, FBM KLCI was flat, marginally down 0.02%.
Once again, we're still, unfortunately, the most unloved major ASEAN market at the moment, still down 1.58% on a year-to-date basis. The winner here has actually been the Hang Seng Index, which is up more than 10% on a year-to-date basis too. But to find out where global markets are heading, we have on the line with us Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. Now, earnings of major US banks like Goldman and JP Morgan have outperformed market expectations. Now, we just want to get some color. How did they achieve these results? And are they likely to repeat that performance this quarter?
Yeah, I think that what they did was when we had Q2 data come in initially, they really muted expectations for 2020. So as we hit fourth quarter, the market's expectations were very low. And with the help from the central bank and the treasury, as well as high trading volumes, they really accelerated their revenues.
Yeah, and just following up on that, but why did prices fall last night though? Because if we look at JP Morgan, the price came down by 1.5% and so did Goldman's is down 1.27%. I thought markets would be shifting more money into cyclical banks.
Yeah, I think people are really worried about trading volumes going forward as, you know, there's real concern about Biden being able to get the amount of stimulus through that he and Janet Yellen are expecting. And there is concern about a rising U.S. dollar, which could mute some expectations as well. So the forward expectations are not as positive as they had been, as the performance was in 2020.
Yeah, so Tony, you know, President Biden is inheriting an economy that's lost almost 10 million jobs since the start of the pandemic. What is his administration's grand plan to rebuild the labor market? Because in his stimulus plan, he did target to bring back unemployment to the level by fall 2022, right?
A lot of it really is around kind of throwing money at the problem, to be honest. He's planned a $1.9 trillion stimulus, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to get that much. Janet Yellen would like to be even more aggressive, but I'm not quite sure. We see some of the banks today saying that we're entering the post-COVID phase. So the banks are saying basically that we may not need that much stimulus. So they're conditioning the market for that. So the money may not be there, which is problematic. At the same time, we have Biden who wants to liberalize some of the trade policies that Trump had in place and ease some of the immigration restrictions that Trump had in place. And that really presents some hurdles for the U.S. workforce in terms of substitutionality of labor and substitutionality of products. So, you know, there are a number of things coming at American workers right now that could really change the environment in a difficult way. So I'm hoping that he can get some things through, but I'm not quite sure he'll get as much as he wants.
Yeah, so Tony, $1.8 trillion, that's the big ask. What's the compromise that you think Biden can achieve? What level do you think would be a agreed bill that both Congress and President Biden could agree on?
Well, you know, the real problem is in the Senate. So what happened in the November elections is the House of Representatives' margin, the Democrats' margin in the House, slimmed down a lot. So they don't have a huge majority there. In the Senate, there is not a huge, there's a majority of one. So when you have Democrats from states that are not aggressively, say, monetarist, you know, those guys have to defend their seats. guys like Mitt Romney from Utah, who really can play a spoiler to, say, a Democrat plan, something like that. Some of these senators, say, from the South particularly, could play spoilers. So so I think it's a real, there's going to be a real political push-pull. I think crossing the $1 trillion mark could be tough right now. And so, you know, we'll see. It all depends on how companies and businesses and people are feeling in Q1 in terms of how businesses are accelerating and what jobs reports look like next month.
And related to this, Tony, is assuming there is, you know, a fiscal stimulus, let's say at least above $1 trillion, there will be question marks about how much debt the U.S. government will have to raise. And of course, that leads to possible weak U.S. dollars. So what do you think the fair levels are for the greenback now?
Yeah, we're not really looking for a weak U.S. dollar. That U.S. dollar play right now is a very crowded trade. And so we've seen U.S. dollar come off of its lows. We're expecting a marginally stronger U.S. dollar by, say, February or March. Okay, so where we've come over the past 2 or 3 weeks, we expect that to appreciate a bit more. We expect the euro to be below 120 to the dollar, nor the dollar, you know, 120 to the euro. So, you know, we see strength there, and we see strength in the trade-weighted dollar as well. So a lot of the commodity acceleration we've seen over the past 2 months, we've seen commodity futures really start to pull back over the past few days, and we also expect that to accelerate in the next, say, by the end of Q1.
So moving to China, the past few days, the data from coming out from China has been really good. GDP grew at 6.5% last quarter. Do you think this is a sign of better things to come? Is this a year where 2021 will be a breakout performance for China? And how will this growth narrative really correlate to the rest of the world recovering?
Yeah, I think, well, China going through some of the shutdowns that it's going through right now, I think faces some real headwinds in Q1. So we're going to have to see what those shutdowns look like. And you know, what we're hearing about the Chinese vaccine is that the efficacy is relatively low, around 50%. So if the Chinese vaccine doesn't have a higher efficacy, and if we see the economy continue to close down, especially for protracted periods, it could actually be a pretty difficult year for China. I'm hoping it's not, because, of course, China is the biggest economy in Asia, so we want China to do well. But given what's happening around COVID shutdowns and around the vaccine, issues with the vaccine, I'm a little bit cautious about China's growth in the first half.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence, highlighting some interesting points, which that, you know, this $1.9 trillion, $1.8 trillion stimulus in the US might not materialize in terms of its final sum. It might be much less than that because, let's face it, support for the Democrats is really thin. It's, yes,
razor thin.
So yes, for once, I mean, in a long time, they control three houses, right? White House, Congress, Senate. But either way, the majorities are slim, especially in the Senate. So can Biden really, really push ahead with his agenda?
Yes, I find the concern of unemployment really the thing that sticks out like a sore thumb. Tony was kind of alluding that there really wasn't a concrete plan in the stimulus to address that. Maybe they will share that in the coming days. But also, I feel there are many elements of the stimulus that actually disincentivize unemployment, actually. So extending unemployment insurance, increasing the checks, moving the minimum wage to $15 per hour at the federal level, these things don't really incentivize or drive people to get back to work.
Do you think so? This is a constant debate, actually. Yeah. Whether we have whether in a way when you sign a $1,400 US dollar check, does it mean that you rather stay on the dole rather than go out there? Apparently, all these come with their own conditions. It's not like you can get these checks and continue to receive unemployment benefits without looking for a job.
So execution matters.
Yeah, execution matters. Terms matter. But you know, I think we will have to have this conversation another day. But up next, we'll be discussing the unfortunate rise of domestic violence during MCO 2.0. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.